Hello, welcome to the Thursday, October 15th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Yesterday I mentioned that there was an Adobe PDF and Acrobat Reader patch. However, there was also a patch for Adobe Flash. Now, today there is news that this Flash may actually not have gone far enough, and a new exploit has already been cited in target attacks that is still effective against the very latest, released yesterday, version of Flash. Adobe announced that they will be publishing an emergency update early next week, so be ready for that. At this point, the exploit has only been cited in targeted attacks, but be ready for another update next week. And talk about exploits and Flash, Pratt is giving us an update on what he's seeing, and he's seeing more of the nuclear exploit kit, an exploit kit that certainly knows how to take advantage of Flash vulnerabilities in order to install mostly crypto walls, so ransom cryptoware on users' machines and then holding them hostage for Bitcoin payments. They're using customized Bitcoin addresses, which makes it a little bit more difficult to figure out how many people are actually paying for these crypto ransom exploits these days. The Bitcoin addresses that we have available here haven't received any money yet. And Xavier is reporting about yet another case of fake blue screens of death that then asked the user to call for tech support. Sadly, this diary apparently also triggered some signatures in Symantec's endpoint protection. We had two users reporting that they saw respective warning banners when they went to our site. Now, according to the Symantec Safe website, there's nothing wrong with our site, so we're not sort of blacklisted or such. Must be a signature that is triggered in the product itself. Also, one user who is running Symantec on multiple systems only observed the error message on the Windows 7 system. As far as I can tell, these were all false positives, probably triggered by some of the strings that Xavier lists in his diary. If you are a Symantec customer and if you are seeing these false positives, please let Symantec know about it. Maybe they can apply a fix. And Microsoft's Live.com service apparently allows the sharing of documents on third-party sites in order to facilitate this feature. A link is then used back to Live.com as part of the URL. The partner's website is being transmitted as well as an access token. The problem here is that this has been leaking via refer. So if an attacker is able to get you to share a document and then gets you to click on a link in this document, the referrer will include the victim's access token, which could be used then to access other documents the victim owns. Microsoft has fixed this. This has been a problem with other file sharing services as well that have been leaking refer tags. Now, the refer tag header is usually not included if you're going from an HTTPS to an HTTP website. Of course, the refer header can also be suppressed by adding a respective meta header to the HTML part of the code. We had a diary a while ago that lists the different methods how the referrer header can be suppressed. And the FBI today announced that it cooperated with a number of international law enforcement agencies and tech companies in order to disrupt the Bugget or Tridex botnet. As part of this, the individual that is alleged to be behind this botnet was also arrested. Actually, that arrest happened on August 28th in Cyprus. Andrei Ginkol, he is actually a national of Moldova, was in Cyprus at the time and has been arrested by local authorities. According to the FBI, at least $10 million in direct losses can be attributed to this particular botnet, and the news release lists a couple of large victims who lost $2 million or more than $1 million to this particular actor. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.